Senate will please come to order. Roll call.
Roll call for Wednesday, February 10th. Anderson?
Here.
Barnard?
Here.
Bebout?
Here.
Boner?
Here.
Burns? Case?
Present.
Christensen?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Cooper?
Here.
Kraft?
Here.
Dockstetter?
Here.
Driscoll?
Here.
Emmerich?
Here.
Escobel?
Here.
Geis?
Here.
Hastert?
Here.
Hicks?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Hinsky?
Here.
Landon?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Pappas?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Ross?
Here.
Rothfuss?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Von Fladern?
Here.
Wasserberger? President Nicholas?
Wasserberger's out in the hallway.
Burns.
Okay, Peterson excused.
Wasserberger present. Peterson excused.
Excuse.
29 present, 1 excused.
The prayer is led by Father Cronkleton.
Lord God, in many Christian traditions, today is Ash Wednesday and the beginning of the season of Lent.
Oh, excuse me, Father. Repeat that thing about Lent.
Lord God, in many Christian traditions, today is Ash Wednesday and the beginning of the season of Lent. Many will attend church services this day and receive ashes upon their foreheads with these words, "Remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return." These are your same words to Adam as he and Eve were expelled from the Garden of Eden after the great sin of disobedience and pride, where humanity saw itself as your equal and disobeyed your command. "Remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return," reminded Adam and Eve and ourselves that we are creatures created by God, and thus instills in them and us humility. These words also remind us that our time is short and that we must use wisely the days, hours, and minutes we have. Lord, help us to be humble in the work that we do this day in the Senate, recognizing we know not all things and that we need to listen and cooperate, firstly with your guidance and grace, and secondly with one another. Lord, help us to be diligent and fleet about our task of governing, for this is day 3, and only 17 days remain in which to complete the work of this session. Grant us, therefore, the graces that we need to perform our duties and to live justly and walk humbly before you. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Please join me with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. Next item is reading correction, the approval of journal. Will the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 9, 2016 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Wasserberger, Chairman.
You've heard the motion. Are there any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. See, new business. The doctor of the day is Dr. Sigsby Duck.
Hey!
Thank you, Doctor, for being with us today. Today in Wyoming history, in 1875, John M. Thayer began his second term as territorial governor. Session status. Today is day 3 of the proposed 20-day session. Today at noon, that's about 40 minutes away, if you haven't already done, is the deadline for all drafts to be in final form at the LSO. In other words, if you haven't done it, you have 40 minutes about to sign your green sheets and put them in. Friday is the last day of bills in introductions. Staff asked me to remind everybody on the issue with respect to distribution of your amendments to bills. Remember that we did a rule change, and notwithstanding that the staff distribute the amendments to us the morning of so that we can have them in chronological order or order of consideration, the actual amendments are posted on SharePoint on the Internet as soon as you approve your amendment. So when you approve the amendment and the staff attorney hits that as an approved amendment, it goes to SharePoint. So it's of less consequence to the House side because they distributed their amendments throughout the day. But on the Senate, where we asked the staff to collect all of the amendments and deliver to you a packet in the order of consideration, it means that you may not see your amendment on the floor until the following morning, but if you approved it the day before, it's going to hit SharePoint and be distributed. So just be aware that your amendment may hit the Internet before you see the package of amendments in the morning. Alan, did I say that correctly? Great, thank you. With that, the next item of business is introduction, reading, and reference of bills. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Just a heads up for the body. What we're going to try to do is an introduction of bills till about noon. And, Mr. President, I spoke with the JAC chairman, and they're going to go back in about 12:30, so we can come back in about 2 o'clock and work committee of the whole. We can excuse them if they go a little bit longer, and then, of course, we'll have 2 more days for introduction of bills. So that's a heads up. The other thing, Mr. President, is we're going to try to get through that list or as much as we can today, so there's a good chance we might go past 4. Does that create any issues for the committee chairman? If it does, please come and let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Leader. Senate File 13, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 13, Severance Tax Distribution, sponsored by Senator Burns.
Senator Burns.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I filed this bill in reaction to the governor's plans and the governor's budget, and I have since been found that the Joint Appropriations Committee has what I consider better plans for the severance tax distribution. So with that, I would like to withdraw this bill.
Request of the sponsor, Senate File 13, is withdrawn. Senate File 15, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 15, Hathaway Scholarship Eligibility, Statewide Education Accountability Committee.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, President. Mr. President, I move for the introduction of Senate File 15, Hathaway Scholarship Eligibility, and ask the body for favorable consideration. Mr. President, we've had an interesting circumstance since the beginning of the Hathaway Fellowship where it was originally written into our statute that the ACT score, which is the American College Test score, is the only standard as a college entrance exam that is acceptable to earn the Hathaway Scholarship. That was then putting a proprietary corporate product in our statutes, and it makes negotiation and decisions a little bit more difficult when you've already got a mandate by law that you use one specific test as the only way that you can assess eligibility for the Hathaway. That's been something that has been a point of consideration for quite a while for the Joint Education Committee and the Select Education Accountability Committee. And this year we decided we'd put together some legislation that changes that. So nothing actually changes with regard to the actual eligibility requirements for the Hathaway through this legislation. What changes is the language in the statute that characterizes it, so that rather than saying ACT test, it says over and over again an equivalent phrase, which is going to be talking about a standardized college entrance examination. So this sets up equivalent language to what we're implementing right now, removes the proprietary name of one vendor, and allows for the possibility in the future of using a different college entrance examination that is established in an equivalent manner with the same equal percentile cut scores. In other words, same equivalent scores would get you the Hathaway. Overall, Mr. President, it doesn't do anything in terms of changing how the Hathaway would be implemented at this point, but takes out of statute a proprietary piece of language that hinders the possibility of any type of meaningful negotiation with that vendor, since we have mandated by law that we always give in on the negotiation. Seemed like a bad idea, so we're trying to address that through legislation. I ask the body for favorable consideration for admission. Thanks.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate File 15, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 16, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 16, Fireworks Prohibition, sponsored by Senator Driscoll.
Senator Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for introduction of Senate File 16 and would ask for your favorable consideration. This is a safety and common sense issue bill. We've got a problem that goes on in Wyoming and has for a long time of discharge of fireworks in our public right-of-ways, and it leads to not only litter and cleanup from YDOT, but it leads to multiple responses by rural fire departments. Fires started in the road ditches. Generally, they start one driveway and leave. This bill merely makes it where it's common sense that you don't be shooting your fireworks off in the highway right away. That's where people drive at. It leads to, you've got smoke and all the things that go with it. That's a problem. The one thing I will point out clearly is that this bill follows under home rule, and we're bringing an amendment to clarify that. In no way does this affect cities and towns. There's a lot of cities and towns in Wyoming. They've got their own fire departments, and they authorize fireworks sometimes for the third and fourth or the fourth or all season long. In no way whatsoever do I intend for this bill to affect cities and towns. It's merely in the rural areas. In areas such as where I live, it takes 15 minutes for the rural fire department to get there. If you get a fire started, potentially you can have multi-million-dollar fires come off of this thing. It's a common sense bill. Anybody with sense shouldn't be shooting fireworks in the ditch. This helps codify that into law and make sure that they know it and have it. I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye, Barnard?
Aye.
Aye, Bebout?
Aye.
No, Boner?
Aye.
Aye, Burns?
Aye.
Aye, Case? No, Christensen?
Aye.
Aye, Coe?
No.
No, Cooper?
Aye.
Aye, Kraft?
Aye.
Aye, Dockstetter? No, Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye, Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Aye, Hicks?
No.
No, Johnson?
No.
No, Kinski?
Aye.
Aye, Land? Aye, Meyer? Aye, Pappas?
Aye.
Aye, Perkins?
No.
No, Peterson?
Aye.
Aye, Ross?
No.
No, Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye, Scott?
Aye.
Aye, Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye, Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye, President Nicholas?
No.
No. Cooper, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 20 aye, 10 no.
That, do I need 21 or do you do 20? 20 does it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what, Senate File 16, having received two-thirds of the majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 11, Journal. Senate File 22, first reading.
Senate File 22, Hunting Penalties, sponsored by Senator Driscoll.
Point of order.
Senator Paul.
Be nice to me.
Senator Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask this body, please, for your favorable consideration on House Bill 22, hunting penalties. This, once again, is in response to a large group of constituents that approached me. We have a major problem goes on in the state of Wyoming in the fact that our trespass laws that deal with hunting penalties.
Point of order, Mr. President.
Pardon me.
Point of order. We need a motion on Senate
File 22. So it got read in. All you have to do is I move introduction of Rule 22.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sorry for the oversight. I move for introduction and favorable consideration of Senate File 22. This came from a group of constituents, and after visiting with various law enforcement and otherwise, our trespass laws in Wyoming basically are fairly antique as far as with penalties with hunting violations. And point of example is told by a man in red about pulling a guy over, and he's got an elk down, and he just pulls his checkbook out and says, how much is the check? How much is the fine? Because I know it's cheaper than the hunt is. And we run into that on a steady basis. And what this does is does with what we've done through this body on a fairly consistent basis is updating laws to get the penalties in line with modern times. And this takes it where you're going to be serious. If you're out hunting off a public road, or you're trespassing on private land during hunt season intentionally, it raises the fine and puts it to a level that's appropriate for what's happening. And in many cases, you'll run into these areas that are tough areas to get into, and they're taken away from the legitimate hunters. It also gets your habitual guys that at the end of season of hunting four or five different areas. I happen to be in the Black Hills, and we get huge amounts of those people. We welcome them. I appreciate every hunter that hunts within the laws of Wyoming. This bill in no way affects any person that's legitimately hunting under the laws of Wyoming. If you follow the laws, it does not affect you. But it does say if you're not following the laws of Wyoming, the penalties are strict enough. We're going to take away your hunting privileges. We're going to take your gun away from you. And we're going to take your preference points. That makes it where it's a sufficient penalty to deter what happens. And with that, it's a long past thing for this to come about. We really have got to the point where you've got, particularly in areas of big amounts of private ground, it causes a huge conflict between particularly our resident hunters and the locals, because you've got some guys that are bad apples, not very many of them, but they cause lots of problems. With that, I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson?
No.
No. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Co?
No.
No. Cooper?
No.
No. Kraft?
No.
No. Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
No. Escobel?
No.
No. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
No.
Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
No.
No. Von Fladern?
No.
No. Wasterberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
No.
No. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 14 aye, 16 no.
Senate file 22 having failed to receive two-thirds majority vote. Senate file 22 has failed introduction. Senate file 24, first reading of the bill. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, before we get to the next bill, I did notice some reaction to the committee assignment on a previous bill. And I just wanted to tell the Senate an assignment that like that is not unprecedented. We have in our statutes a provision that establishes the position of poet laureate. And I remember that bill well because Speaker Morton assigned that bill to the House Journal Committee in my first session down here. And by gum, it came out of the committee and passed into law. So there is a precedent for what was done.
Not to be deemed an encouragement.
Senate File 24, Supplemental At-Risk Funding for Early Childhood Education, sponsored by the Education Committee.
Senator Cole.
Introduction of Senate File 24 asks for a favorable vote. Members of the Senate, this goes in to look at early childhood development. Now, if we look at early childhood pre-K work that goes on out there, we all know, and we've done a lot of studies on it, that pre-K is very, very beneficial. There's just no question that if you take a student pre-K, that they have more success in K through 3. Problem with that is that if we put that into the school foundation program, it would cost about $65 million a year, and we can't do that. And we have existing early childhood programs out there that are in the private sector. They're in conjunction with school districts. Teton 1 has a great program. Thermopolis and Hot Springs 1 does. Gillette has a great program. What this does, it goes into the categorical grant funds that we distribute from the Department of Education when a local school board makes application for summer school and extended day, and this is mostly to deal with at-risk kids. What this does, it gives that local district, that local board of trustees, the option to expend some of these categorical grant funds if they so choose. It's at the local level. They don't have to. If they so choose to spend it on early childhood or to help with early childhood programs. There's no additional funds in this bill. No money needs to be appropriated. It's simply money that the districts can apply for. Also in the bill, the department's required to annually report on the administration of the program. and report will include expenditure of funds, how different districts might choose at the local level to expend them on early childhood. This can be a very beneficial program for our at-risk kids. It can help in that effort. Some districts have the ability to just want to do extended day in summer school. Others might have more of a need to look at the early pre-K program. So ask for your support of the bill. We talked about it quite a bit in the interim at our last meeting. I can tell you, for instance, at Teton 1, they have the highest percentage of ELL kids in the state, some 26%. And if you could, and they've had great success with their early childhood pre-K programs as it relates to ELL kids. So I'd ask for your support of Senate File 24. I think it's a really good bill.
Roll call.
Anderson?
No.
No. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
No.
No. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
No.
No. Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
No.
No. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 21 aye, 9 no.
Senate File 24, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 27, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 27, Appraisers Lien, sponsored by Senator Kinski.
Senator Kinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 27 and ask the body for favorable consideration. This is a bill that's fairly straightforward. Longstanding in Wyoming statute is what's called a contractors and materialmen's lien. That says if you perform work upon a property and the property owner does not pay you for that, you are entitled, if you follow all the time guidelines prescribed by law, to file a lien against the property because you've done something that has contributed to the value of that property and you deserve to be compensated in some way. Subsequently, you still have to go to court and foreclose the lien, and if you fail to do so, it expires automatically by force of law. Starting out with contractors and material, and subsequently was added to that, professional engineers and surveyors. And this bill simply adds to the engineers and the surveyors, real estate appraisers. The fact pattern is a fairly narrow one. It's not all real estate appraisal situations, but rather think of an appraisal on a large multi-million dollar ranch. An appraiser is hired to do the appraisal. Say they get 50% down. These appraisals can take hundreds of hours exploring the water rights, the leases, and so forth. The appraiser delivers the value, and for whatever reason, it's not to the satisfaction of the owner, refuses to pay. The appraisers, of course, have the option to sue in civil court. They'd like the additional option, as some of these others do, to file the lien and add that to their suit. I have been working with the real estate community and the associations representing them. And they are on board, provided that we bring an amendment for two things, to make clear that there must be a written contract between the property owner and the appraiser. So they're concerned as to whether somebody's getting a home appraisal. They may not have any contract with the appraiser, that they might end up with a lien. So we'll make clear there has to be a contract and that it has to be a certified appraiser. With that, I'd ask the body for favorable consideration for introduction of Senate File 27. Thank you, Mr. President.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
No.
No. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
No. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
No.
No. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Roth?
No.
No. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platern?
No.
No. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
No.
No. Cooper, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 17 aye, 13 no.
Senate File 27, having failed to receive two-thirds majority vote, is referred to, is actually failed introduction. Senate File 27 is failed introduction. Senate File 40, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 40, Abandoned Mine Land Funds, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee.
Senator Ross.
Oh, shoot.
AML bill. Senate File 40.
Mr. President, I move for introduction, Senate File 40, Abandoned Mine Land Funds. Folks, this is the work of your joint Appropriations Interim Committee. It is the basis upon which we would be utilizing the abandoned mine funds that come, or that hopefully will come to the state of Wyoming. And in essence, what it does on pages 2 and 3 is sets the funds to the highway department for use. We also take care of reappropriations of prior authorizations of AML funding, all of which we read. There is also redirection of prior authorizations, and we continue certain programs like the Solid Waste Orphan Site Program, and one more. In essence, what this does is it contains appropriations that were previously $79,600 from abandoned mine funds to the Department of Environmental Quality for ongoing operations, and contains appropriations that go to the highway fund and for highway projects, and sets that up. In essence, then we'll have that money going to the Department of Transportation, as we've done in the past with regards to AML funds, and then it'll be up to this body to decide if you wish to offset that elsewhere later on. But all these monies would go and flow to the Wyoming Department of Transportation. Urge your favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger? Aye. President Nicholas.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote to close. 30 aye.
Senate File 40, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Senate File 51, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 51, Post-Conviction Actual Innocence, sponsored by Senator Esquivel.
Senator Esquivel.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move introduction of Senate File 51 and ask for a favorable recommendation. And I like to call this the right a wrong bill. Senate File 51 is based on a bill sponsored by the Joint Judiciary Committee during the 2014 budget session, which was developed in consultation with the Innocence Community and prosecuting and defense attorneys. The bill passed both chambers, but with different versions that could not be reconciled during the Conference Committee. The bill has two components. The first would allow for a motion for a new trial based on newly discovered evidence of actual innocence. This would fill the gap in Wyoming law, which already permits a new trial based on DNA evidence, but provides no recourse for non-DNA cases, which comprise about 85% of criminal cases. Without this bill, valid innocent claims may be barred by the two-year deadline to file a motion for a new trial or the five-year post-conviction statute. The standard for obtaining a new trial remains high, so you just can't say, I didn't do it, and get a new trial. It doesn't work that way. The second component allows a person who has been declared factually innocent to obtain compensation from the state. And, you know, we all value the part of our basic principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So this provides for compensation when we acting in behalf of the state of taking that away from some individual. Such compensation serves to correct an injustice and help someone who has been wronged, successfully reintegrate themselves as a productive member of society while decreasing the risk of federal civil rights suits. Compensation is based on the amount of time wrongfully served and does not exceed $500,000. These amounts are roughly average for nearby states and are far below the amounts permitted by Texas and the federal government. This bill does not provide for compensation as such. It provides for an avenue for, in the future, the Attorney General could ask for an appropriation to compensate a person who has been wronged, who has been deprived of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So with that in mind, Mr. President, I ask for a favorable recommendation. Thank you.
Roll call.
Anderson?
No.
No, Barnard? No, Bebout?
Aye.
Aye, Boner?
Aye.
Aye, Burns?
Aye.
Aye, Case?
Aye.
Aye, Christensen?
Aye,
Coe?
Aye.
Aye, Cooper?
Aye.
Aye, Kraft?
Aye.
Aye, Duckstetter? No, Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye, Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye, Esquivel?
Aye.
Aye, Geis?
Aye.
Aye, Hastert?
Aye.
Aye, Hicks?
No.
No, Johnson?
Aye.
Aye, Kinski?
Aye.
Aye, Landon?
Aye.
Aye, Meyer?
Aye.
Aye, Pappas?
Aye.
Aye, Perkins?
Aye.
Aye, Peterson?
Aye.
Aye, Ross?
Aye.
Aye, Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye, Scott?
Aye.
Aye, Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye, Wasserberger? Aye. President Nicholas.
No.
No. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 25 aye, 5 no.
Senate File 51 received the two-thirds majority vote is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 52, first reading.
Senate File 52, State Shrub, sponsored by Senator Driscoll.
Senator Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd move for introduction of Senate File 52 and ask for your favorable consideration. I'm not going to take a lot of your time. This is a very busy session. This is brought to you by high school students from the state of Wyoming
And I would appreciate for you folks to give 30 minutes of your time during this session to help produce some future legislators that understand our process and our government. I ask for your favorable consideration, please.
Roll call.
Anderson?
No.
No. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
No.
No. Boner?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case? Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
No.
No. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
No. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Meyer? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
No.
No. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
No.
No. Meyer? Aye to no. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 20 aye, 10 no.
Senate File 52, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 11. Journal. Senate File 55. Senator Scott.
Senate File 55, Licensure Board Powers, sponsored by Senator Scott.
Senate File 55, Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 55. Mr. President, this relates to the licensure boards that we have. Origin of this bill, at the NCSL annual meeting, they have an annual session on what's the Supreme Court done to us this time. And I went to that, and we have, there's a decision, most discussion is about a decision that's cited here, North Carolina Board of Dental Examiners versus Federal Trade Commission, that the Supreme Court decided in April. And I listened to that, and it affects virtually all of our licensure boards. Because basically what they held was that when the licensure boards are made up of a majority of active participants in the marketplace, they were subject to federal antitrust. They weren't exempt as a state organization unless they were supervised by somebody who wasn't an active participant. This is a real threat to the ability of our licensure boards to do anything that might be adverse to anybody. And we need to provide some protections for that, or it isn't safe for any of our licensure boards to discipline an errant member of their profession who needs it. They're likely to get personal litigation. So what this bill is a minimalist approach to that problem. It does provide for the supervision that might be needed. It does say, look, if it's a ministerial type action, something's very clear in the statute that they're supposed to do, and the Attorney General agrees with that, that then they don't need the supervision. It does provide, this will shake down over the next few years, so it does ask the Management Council to review the whole situation again, assign some interim committee to it, eventually, and my recommendation is they wait a couple of years, but this enables us to get by until that happens. And Mr. President, this is a real emergency for our boards, because right now they're hanging out to dry. It's attracted a lot of interest of them. Most of it has been on the, we need to understand what you're doing and why. I think as they will understand, we'll get good support for it, but we need to have a vehicle to deal with this decision, because it could potentially do a lot of damage. So I would urge its introduction.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye, Barnard?
Aye.
Aye, Bebout?
Aye.
Aye, Boner?
Aye.
Aye, Burns?
Aye.
Aye, Case?
Aye.
Aye, Christensen?
Aye.
Aye, Coe?
Aye,
Cooper?
Aye.
Aye, Kraft?
Aye.
Aye, Dockstetter?
Aye,
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye, Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye, Escobel?
Aye.
Aye, Geis?
Aye.
Aye, Hastert?
Aye.
Aye, Hicks?
Aye.
Aye, Johnson?
Aye.
Aye, Kinski?
Aye.
Aye, Landon?
Aye.
Aye, Meyer?
Aye,
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye, Perkins?
Aye.
Aye, Peterson?
Aye,
Ross?
Aye,
Rothman?
Aye,
Scott?
Aye,
Von Platern?
Aye,
Wasserberger?
Aye,
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate File 55, having received two-thirds of majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 62. First reading.
Senate File 62, Homemade Beverages, sponsored by Senator Kinski.
Senator Kinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 62 and ask the body for favorable consideration. You may or may not have been to brew fests around the state. In addition to craft brewers, you may have noticed home brewers, hobbyists, enthusiasts, who are dispensing a glass or two of what they've made on their own. That's been the case for years until recently when the Department of Revenue notified them that if they continued to do so, they would be in violation of state law. And so this bill is to allow them to continue to participate in those events this coming summer and thereafter. There's two modifications to current law. The first is state law only provides that you can homebrew for personal use. So the department says you can't take it out of your house, whereas federal law says personal use means you can brew 100 gallons for yourself, 200 gallons if there's more than one adult in the house, and can remove the beer for tastings, judgings, homemaker contests, and such. So we're simply going to align our state definition with federal law. The second change is the department views the gate fee at these events as a sale of the beer. This simply says if there's a gate fee at the event, as long as the home brewers are receiving no money, which they don't, they might get a medal or something, then it doesn't constitute a sale for purposes of law. This has been done in other states. This is modeled on a statute out of Oregon. It's proven successful. And I would urge the body's favorable consideration. Thank you.
Roll call.
Anderson?
No.
No, Barnard?
Aye.
Aye, Bebout?
No.
No, Boner?
Aye.
Aye, Burns?
Aye.
Aye, Case?
No.
No, Christensen?
Aye.
Aye, Coe?
Aye.
Aye, Cooper?
Aye.
Aye, Kraft?
Aye.
Aye, Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye, Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye, Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye, Escobel?
Aye.
Aye, Geis?
Aye.
Aye, Hastert?
Aye.
Aye, Hicks?
Aye.
Aye, Johnson?
Aye.
Aye, Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer? Meyer? Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern? Von Platern? No. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 26 aye, 4 no.
Senate File 62, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Senate File 64, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 64, Industrial Siding Permit Amendments, sponsored by Senator Case.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the introduction of Senate File Number 64, Industrial Siding Permit Amendments, Mr. President, there are two ways that you can get an extension to your permit before the Industrial Siting Commission. One is an easy way where there's no hearing, and the second is a little bit harder way where you have a have to have a hearing and you have to update your social economic information. Mr. President, if you recall, the reason we have the Industrial Siting Program is to try to provide a mechanism for funding the infrastructure of local governments during the ramp-up phases of big projects. And there's a threshold. We had a bill last year that talked about the timing of those impact payments and how important they are, and you know, how, and certainly how we better match the payments of those impact payments to the timing and need of the local government. Mr. President, for the most part, this process has worked very, very well. In a couple of cases, there have been continuous extensions of the no hearing process, the one where you don't have to update your social economic data. And Mr. President, that causes a bit of a problem because, as we know, the economic conditions in Wyoming change. Imagine if you were having to decide siting payments to local governments based upon economic conditions that existed in Wyoming 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 5 years ago. You can see how very dramatic and different what happens today when they're asking for the extension versus when it was originally cited. What this bill does, Mr. President, is to say you can come in twice under the easy way where you don't need to have a hearing and you don't have to update your data. But after two extensions, so that's a total of three times, the original hearing, an extension, and another extension, Mr. President, quite a considerable amount of time, you have to update your social economic deal, and the commission has to provide, have a new hearing and grant a new permit. After that, you could come back the other way for up to two more times, Mr. President. But what this says is you cannot just continuously come in without updating your data. And as you know, Mr. President, and all of us know, the economic situation in Wyoming changes very dramatically, very fast. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Thank you. Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
No.
No. Cooper?
No.
No. Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Esquivel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
No.
No. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 24 aye, 6 no.
Senate File 64, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 65, first reading.
Senate File 65, Patent Trolling, sponsored by Senator Case.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, thank you very much. Mr. President, this is a bill that's brought to my attention by a large technology company in Wyoming who's been directly impacted by this process known as patent trolling. And if it's kind of been a very popular thing among folks that are spend a little bit of money to buy up an old, maybe a founding patent that they then try to assert has application to an activity that a technology company might be doing now. In one case, it might be something like communications. So that you have a company that provides a communications network, they buy equipment from a recognized vendor. They're well-known name brand vendors. But then they become the subject of patent trolling, where someone that has a patent or an interest in a patent will assert that they have infringed on the patent and ask them to pay royalties or cease using the product. And Mr. President, if you just do a cursory look around the issues around the country, you'll find out this has been a pretty big problem. And states have addressed it, a total of 27 states now have addressed it with legislation that says, look, if you're asserting these patent claims in bad faith, and the bill has conditions for when that is in bad faith, it's a violation of our code of conduct with respect to vendors. And there's a better name for it, and I can't remember it, Mr. President. I'm drawing a little blank. But it then allows someone to then have a civil cause of action as well as to bring a case under this. It's really something that's happening all across the nation, especially with technology companies, but also with pharmaceutical companies and other things where these patents are being very stretched the meaning of them and ascertaining jurisdiction. Trouble with these things is it costs more to litigate them than it is to get them off your back. So they end up getting people to pay them. And this says that's a bad faith. It's in our Consumer Protection Code, and I've asked for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Roll call, no submarines.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye, Barnard?
Aye.
Aye, Bebout?
Aye.
Aye, Boner?
Aye.
Aye, Burns?
Aye.
Aye, Case?
Aye.
Aye, Christensen?
Aye.
Aye, Coe?
Aye.
Aye, Cooper?
Aye.
Aye, Kraft? Aye, Dockstetter?
Aye,
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye, Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye, Escobel?
Aye,
Geis.
Aye.
Aye, Hastert.
Aye.
Aye, Hicks.
Aye.
Aye, Johnson.
Aye.
Aye, Kinski.
Aye.
Aye, Landon.
Aye.
Aye, Meyer.
Aye,
Pappas.
Aye.
Aye, Perkins.
Aye.
Aye, Peterson.
Aye.
Aye, Ross.
Aye,
aye Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye, Scott.
Aye.
Aye, Von Platern.
Aye.
Aye, Wasserberger. Aye, President Nicholas.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate File 65, having received a two-thirds majority of the floor vote, is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 66, first reading the bill.
Senate File 66, Preliminary Hearings, Circuit Court, sponsored by Senator Case.
Senator Case, you have the mic.
Mr. President, I would move for the introduction of Senate File 66, Preliminary Hearing, Circuit Court. Mr. President, what this bill does is say that if you're being charged with a misdemeanor, you have the right to ask for a preliminary hearing. And, Mr. President, as you recall, the misdemeanor allows for incarceration up to a year. The fines can be quite hefty. And to defend yourself against a misdemeanor is a pretty hefty deal. You have to hire an attorney. You have to, it'll cost you thousands of dollars to defend against a misdemeanor. This says you at least have the right to have a preliminary hearing where if there's no substance that the court can determine to the possibility of the charges, that they can be thrown out. That's what the bill does. It gives a person charged with a misdemeanor the right to ask for a preliminary hearing. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye, Barnard?
Aye.
Aye, Bebout?
No.
No, Boner?
Aye.
Aye, Burns?
Aye.
Aye, Case?
Aye.
Aye, Christensen?
Aye.
Aye, Coe?
Aye.
Aye, Cooper?
Aye.
Aye, Kraft?
No.
No, Dockstetter?
No.
No, Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye, Emmerich?
No.
No, Escobel?
No.
Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
No.
No. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platern?
No.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
No.
No. Closing vote? Closing Vote closed. 19 aye, 11 no.
By your vote, Senate File 66 having failed to receive two-thirds majority votes, Senate File 66 has failed introduction. Senate File 68, Appropriations.
Senate File 68, Budget Shortfall Measures, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Mr. President, I'd move Senate File 68, Budget Shortfall Measures, and ask for the body's favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, over the last number of years, we've had kind of similar language in our budgets. This bill is intended to address a process by which if the Craig report comes back and there's unanticipated budget shortfall coming into either a general session or a back at any time, it's not dependent upon the year, that it sets in motion certain measures that we can take and the governor can take and certain deliberative bodies in this in the legislature can take to start to address those things before we having to wait to get to a budget session. Again, we've had not exactly the same, but similar process in budget bills before in our effort to try and clean up the budget bill and start and remove sections and footnotes from the budget bill. This is brought to you by the Joint Appropriations Committee so that we do that. There's a process that goes through here. Basically, it starts with the Consensus Revenue Estimating Group when they determine there's a shortfall. Then it kicks in. We create a 1% severance tax account so that we make sure that the 1% statutory severance is intercepted and doesn't necessarily automatically flow into the general fund, into the Permanent Trust Fund corpus. It starts a process by which Joint Appropriations, the governor, and other people start working on addressing the shortfall so that when we can get through the fiscal period we have and also begin to work on measures that we would have to take as we come in as a legislature. It's a process, like I say, that we've had in the budget bill for years. We're trying to attempt to put it in process. It's time to have a good discussion about that, particularly as we look forward. You know, folks, it doesn't look very good on the fiscal horizon for several years. And so it's time we have this serious discussion about these measures and what we do to make sure that we remain in balanced budget and that we preserve our assets and make sure that we can pay the bills that we're accruing. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Thank you. Roll call.
Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Barnard.
Aye.
Aye. Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Burns. Aye. Case. Aye. Christensen.
Aye.
Aye. Coe.
Aye.
Aye. Cooper.
Aye.
Aye. Kraft.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter.
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye. Escobel.
Aye.
Aye. Geis.
Aye.
Aye. Hastert.
Aye.
Aye. Hicks.
No.
No. Johnson.
Aye.
Aye. Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer. Aye. Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Fladern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 aye, 1 no.
Senate File 68, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 1, Appropriations. Senate File 71, Appropriations. First read of reading the bill. Yes, what did I say? Senator Scott?
You said Committee 1, Appropriations, Committee 2, Appropriations.
I meant to say Committee 2. Let me take that bill back, please. Make sure I did it right. Thank you. Thank you.
Senate File 71, Local Government Distributions, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee.
Senator Rice.
Hey, Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 71, Local Government Distributions 3. It's a Joint Appropriations Interim Committee bill. Folks, what this is, as you see, there's some about five bills that are coming through this session. This is one of them, where things that we used to have in the budget bill are no longer in the general appropriations
budget
bill.
No, I moved the appropriations up.
Previously, we would have distribution to local governments in the whole budget bill. This particular bill separates out the distribution of monies to local governments. What the bill does is it makes an appropriation of $90 million to local governments. And then the rest of the bill is the same formula that we have used for the past several biennium with regard to the distribution between cities and towns and counties. But this will be the mechanism for you folks with regards to your consideration of local government distributions of general funds.
This is also without this, it won't be an
appropriation. Yeah, yeah. And without this bill, there won't be any appropriations to local government. So how you like those? I think I've said enough now.
Folks, we're on Senate File 68, Budget Shortfall Measures.
No.
Thank you. That would pass. We're on Senate File 71, Local Government Distributions 3, and we're asking for a roll call on that. Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
I. Hastert.
Aye.
I. Hicks.
Aye.
I. Johnson.
Aye.
I. Kinski.
Aye.
I. Landon.
Aye.
I. Meyer.
Aye.
I. Pappas.
Aye.
I. Perkins.
Aye.
I. Peterson.
Aye.
I. Ross.
Aye.
I. Rothfuss.
Aye.
I. Scott.
Aye.
I. Von Platern.
Aye.
I. Wasserberger.
Aye.
I. President Nicholas.
Aye.
I. Closing vote. Closing, vote closed, 30-aye.
Senate File 71, having received a two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill is also out of order. It is Senate File 6.
Senate File 6, First Judicial District, Number of District Judges, sponsored by Senator Ross.
Senator Ross.
Thank you. Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 6 and ask for your favorable consideration. Folks, this is a bill to start a process for a fourth judge in the First Judicial District here in Cheyenne. The Supreme Court has their case load study that they put out, and, of course, the number one need for a new judge is here in this district. The need is actually for more than one judge. So what this bill does is it authorizes a new district court judge position. However, it's contingent on a number of things. First of all, you have to have a certification from the Chief Justice that the county has completed and has ready for occupancy a space for an additional judge. Now, what happens here in Laramie County is that there right now isn't sufficient space. So this is kind of an impetus to get the county off the snide to provide for the facility. Remember, we always have this tension between, in particular with regards to district courts, is that those buildings are owned by the county. Yet we house our district courts there. So what this does is simply authorize the position, but does not provide for appropriation does not require anything other than to let this district know that upon certification by the Supreme Court, it's got to then be delivered to the Appropriations Committee, and then the Appropriations Committee at a future date, if everything was in order, can, if it so chooses, implement funding of that position. This is similar to how we did it with the district court in Casper. I urge your favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout? Bebout? Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe? Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
No.
No. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 27 aye, 3 no.
Senate File 6, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. We're back in order. Senate File 70.
Senate File 70, Off-Road Recreational Vehicles, sponsored by Senator Burns.
Senator Burns.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 70, Off-Road Recreational Vehicles. Mr. President, what this bill basically does is it's permissive. It authorizes YDOT to allow ATV trails to be within the right-of-way of roads and highways. We ran into a situation up in my county in the Bighorn Mountains where we've got a couple of miles between lodges, and people have actually been blazing their own ATV trails in the right-of-way or just riding on the highway. So this is a safety measure. When I approached YDOT, both YDOT and the National Forest Service, it turns out you've got two big bureaucracies, nobody of which was willing to step out and create policy. So what this does is give the impetus to YDOT to go ahead and do this. The reason I'm bringing this in a budget session is because that particular piece of road is scheduled to be redone next year. So this gives them the year head start in their planning process. So this is something that applies statewide, but the effective date is actually, for full disclosure, is for the benefit of us up by the Bighorn Mountains.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
No.
No. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer? No. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote?
Perkins.
Perkins, no to aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 28 aye, 2 no.
Senate File 70, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate Joint Resolution Number 2, first reading of the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 2, School Capital Construction Constitutional Amendment, sponsored by Senator Meyer.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move Senate Joint Resolution Number 2 for introduction, School Capital Construction Constitutional Amendment. Mr. President, this goes to an issue that is really kind of relegated to our budget shortfall, the loss of our coal lease bonuses, the executive action by our president that determines that we can no longer lease coal in Wyoming for at least until the time period that he's in office, and seeks to have the local government have a little bit of say as to what schools should or shouldn't be built. I'll kind of go into it here a little bit so you know the details. Probably the best way to do that is just to it's a fairly short bill, but I'll go back to the summary. It would allow the legislature to impose requirements on school districts as a condition to receiving any state funds for construction and maintenance of public schools. Now, the reason the word maintenance is in there, basically we're looking for some language as the when we rehabilitated the Natrona High School, situation was that I was, tens of millions or over $100 million, or I can't remember exact number, but it was a pretty big number. And so some of these major maintenance things probably should be considered in a little bit different light, almost as equal to construction. And when we look at it, this is enabling language in the Constitution for the legislature to look at it. The details aren't sorted out. We sort those out at a subsequent legislative process. It asks that the school districts have a vote. It provides for the legislature to say that there should be some taxes on land in that vote. Kind of gets back to the old way that we did it, but not quite, because the state is still on the hook for anything that it needs to be on the hook for as far as building the buildings. But it does get the local government to have some skin in the game. I think one of the things that I like about the bill is that the determination as to whether or not the school building is educationally suitable really rests with the voters of that district. If they think their school is in good shape and necessarily does a fine job educating their kids.
Time.
So, Mr. Chairman, I would hope that we would pass this on, get some more discussion on it.
And, Mr. Vice President, would you come up towards the end of the vote? Thank you. Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
No.
No. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
No. Escobel?
No.
Geis?
No.
No. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
No.
No. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
No.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote?
Cooper,
aye to no. Closing vote? Closing Vote closed. 19 aye, 11 no.
Senate Joint Resolution number 2, having failed to receive two-thirds majority vote, Senate file, or Senate Joint Resolution number 2 has failed. Introduction. Senate Joint Resolution number 3, first reading of the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 3, Introduction of Budget Bills 2, sponsored by the Management Council.
Thank you. Senate Joint Resolution 3, President Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Mr. Vice President, I move Senate Joint Resolution 3 and ask for your... Use the mouse. It's a lot easier.
Here we go. Try that.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Vice President, I move the introduction of Senate file... Senate Joint Resolution number 3 and ask your favorable vote. Folks, if you had the opportunity to look at the memorandum the staff has provided to you with respect to what constituted a general appropriation for the budget bill, there are two areas in the Constitution where it deals with budget bill, but as you realize easily now that if you have a singular general appropriation bill just attending to the general operations of budget or bills, of government, we will have other bills that are budget bills to move through the session. And what this does is begin to address the issue that in the original legislative intent, as well as the notice went to the voters, it was described that there would be multiple budget bills, but there would only be one that would have multiple topics. So when you look at the general appropriations bills, it falls within the exceptions to have multiple topics. But we can have other budget bills, plural, but they have to be reduced to a single topic. And that's why you see the budget bill addressing local government. That's one single topic. You see the general appropriations bills, bill with respect to capital construction, again, one topic. So what this does is clarify that there can be multiple budget bills with an S. It just takes it back to the original legislative intent. However, there can only be a singular budget bill that deals with general appropriations with multiple topics. So what this does is make the ease in future years it may address whether or not you need to have two-thirds majority vote for your budget bills that are collected out of JAC, but it'll make the operations of government better and operations of the legislature cleaner. It clarifies that the constitutional language that was originally adopted was our intent that there be multiple budget bills with one singular general appropriations bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. We'll please call the roll.
Anderson? Aye, Barnard. Aye, Bebout. Aye, Boner. Aye, Burns. Aye, Case. No, Christensen. Aye, Coe. Aye, Cooper. Aye, Kraft. Aye, Dockstetter. Aye, Driscoll.
No.
No, Emmerich.
Aye,
Escobel. Aye, Geis. Aye, Hastert.
Aye,
Hicks.
Aye.
Aye, Johnson.
Aye,
Kinski.
Aye,
Landon.
Aye,
Meyer. No, Pappas. Aye, Perkins.
Aye,
Peterson.
Aye,
Ross.
Aye,
Rathfuss.
Aye,
Scott.
No,
Von Platern. Aye, Wasserberger. Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 26 aye, 4 no.
Senate Joint Resolution 3, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 12, Rules. Senate File 3, first reading.
Senate File 3, Permissive Preference for Veterans in Private Employment, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senate File 3, Senator Meyer.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move Senate File 3 for introduction, permissive preference of veterans in private employment. Mr. President, this is essentially a preference bill that allows an employer to grant preference to a veteran in hiring and promotion. It's one of the things that we can do for our veterans to make sure that when they come back from serving our country, protecting us against terrorism, that they've got something to come back to. And that's a system where they're welcome back, this bill is necessary from the standpoint that preferences are something that's is pretty hard to explain to somebody if you're both in the workplace going for the same job. But it's one of the things that I think we need to do for our veterans. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
No.
No. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
No.
No. Closing vote?
Ross,
I didn't know.
Perkins,
I didn't know. Bebout, I to know. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 23 aye, 7 no.
Senate File 3, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 4, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 4, Military Service Member Protections, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senate File Number 4, Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move Senate File 4, Military Service Member Protections for introduction. Ask for your favorable consideration. This essentially is just changing the way we kind of do business in the state. Right now, all Guard members that are in the Wyoming National Guard has the protection of this act that... If your employer can't take any action against you because you have to go out on your weekend guard duties, or you've got your 2 weeks a year, or you may even be deployed. Again, you know that you have a job to come back to, and it's statutory, and those protections are provided there. However, there's a small amount of folks that live in Wyoming and will go to Nebraska or Colorado and be in those guards. I knew an instance where a man from Nebraska flew in the Colorado National Guard. Well, what this does is protect the Wyoming folks basically, because most states are doing this, that it protects somebody that living in Nebraska can come into Wyoming and... in the same thing, more or less, if you live in Wyoming and you got to go to a Nebraska guard or another jurisdiction. So it just, in all these circumstances, it just adds of any state. And a little bit of cleanup over on page 2, it just says in the uniform services,
term of art, more or less. Again, that same term of art at the bottom of page 3. So essentially we're allowing folks to come into the guard, and other states are doing the same thing, so Wyoming people can go into their guards without, I guess, with knowing they can come back to a job. Thank you, Mr. President.
Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Castor?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 30 aye.
Senate File 4, having received two-thirds majority vote, is hereby referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. That will complete all the readings of the introductions that we're going to do today. JAC and the other committee was Transportation.
Sure.
That if you have meetings, you're excused. We just need to have a plurality. We're going to read in the Standing Committee reports, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Go ahead, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Yeah, Mr. President, we went a little longer than we thought, so the Minerals Committee would be excused to conduct the work. And we'll be a little flexible on that end, Mr. President.
Okay, sorry. And we did add a few bills after. We put the bills out. I apologize. There's bills being put out for the publication, and then I continue to go through bills. And what we'll do to avoid this is that we will put out an amended list in the morning, so you've got the shows what we added in to make sure that everybody's got that. And I apologize for that. I'm trying to get through these bills as fast as we can. The next item of business then is reports from standing committees.
February 10th, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 30, Initiative Review Process, respectfully reports back same to the Senate with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Christensen, Escobel, Hicks, Kinski, and Von Fladern. Senator Christensen, Chairman. February 10th, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 47, Juvenile Sex Offender Risk Assessment, respectfully reports back to the Senate with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Christensen, Escobel, Hicks, Kinski, and Von Fladern. Senator Christensen, Chairman. February 10, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 48, Criminal Justice Reform, respectfully reports back to the Senate with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Christensen, Escobel, Hicks, Kinski, and Von Fladern. Senator Christensen, Chairman.
Senator Christensen.
Mr. Chairman, if this is the appropriate time, I'd ask to re-refer Senate File 48 to Appropriations. There is an expenditure.
Without objection, Senate File 48 is re-referred to Appropriations. Senator Bebout, that clears the desk for now.
And we have more.
We do have more.
I apologize.
February 10th, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, to whom is referred Senate File 44, Obsolete Statutory Language, Health Care, respectfully reports back to the Senate with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Boner, Kraft, Driscoll, Peterson, and Scott. Senator Scott, Chairman. February 10th, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, to whom was referred Senate File 49, Direct Primary Care Insurance Exemption, respectfully reports back to the Senate with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Boner, Kraft, Driscoll, Peterson, and Scott. Senator Scott, Chairman. February 10, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, to whom was referred Senate File 56, Dietitian Reimbursement, respectfully reports back to the Senate with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senator Boner, Kraft, Driscoll, Peterson, and Scott. Senator Scott, Chairman. February 10, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred Senate File 32, Alternative School Accountability, respectfully reports back same to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Coe, Dockstader, Landman, Pappas, and Rothfuss. Senator Coe, Chairman. February 10, 2016, Mr. President, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred Senate File 14, Student Data Privacy and Transparency, respectfully reports the same back to the Senate with the recommendation that it do pass amended. Senators Ayes, Senators Coe, Dockstader, Landon, Pappas, and Rothfuss. Senator Coe, Chairman.
Thank you. Now that clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the Senate stand in recess until 2:15.
Are there announcements? Senator Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your number 5 committee, Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, will meet upon adjournment on Thursday, February 11th, in Jonah S-27 to consider two bills, large project funding, and the omnibus water bill planning.
Thank you, and I think committees JAC and Minerals are meeting to consider the bills that are posted. Senator Bebout?
Yeah, Mr. President, I was just going to make the announcement that your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will be meeting probably in about 15 minutes to discuss the following Senate files. Senate File 7, Landfill Remediation, Senate File 18, Competitive Bid Specification, Senate File 23, NRC Agreement, State Amendments, and Senate File 28, Carbon Capture Storage and Sequestration Permit.
And JAC is meeting to consider further consideration of the General Appropriations Bill and those budget bills. You've heard the motion. All those favor? Yes, Senator Case, excuse me.
Our committee number 7, Corporations, will meet tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., note the time, 7 a.m., in Jonah Room S-18. We'll take up the following bills. Senate File 34, Uniform Fiduciary Access to Digital Assets Act. Senate File 38, Data Management Policies. Senate Joint Resolution 1, Right of Privacy and Right to Know. Senate File 54, Appropriation to Local Governments Codification. Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 8, Transportation, will meet upon adjournment this afternoon in Jonah Room S-27 to consider Senate File 9, Railroad Quiet Zones.
Any further announcements? If not, you've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion has been adopted. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2:15.